Good morning. Welcome to Morning Classics. This is Monday. It's the 16th of June. I'm William Marcus. Today's program is a special one. It's in memory of Joseph Henry, the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. He passed away on the 1st of June, and we will listen to performances by the Missoula Symphony Orchestra under his baton. We'll hear the Overture to Candide to begin, then An American in Paris by George Gershwin, the Symphony No. 39 by Mozart, the first essay for orchestra by Samuel Barber, and we'll hear his final subscription concert performance of the Triple Concerto of Beethoven, recorded in May of 2006. Joseph Henry was born in Toledo, Ohio, in 1930. In high school, he formed the Toledo Youth Orchestra. He also started playing the horn in high school, the French horn. He studied at the Eastman School of Music, where he got his doctorate of musical arts. He also studied in the Netherlands, in Vienna, and Salzburg, and other places. After posts in New York, Ohio, and New Mexico, he joined the University of Montana faculty as a professor of music in 1984. And at the time, the duties included conducting the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. It was my pleasure to record many of those concerts. We will hear performances from 2000 until 2006, and we'll begin with the Overture to Candide, recorded with the Missoula Symphony Orchestra in 2002. Thank you. The Missoula Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joseph Henry, in the Overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein, a 2002 recording with the orchestra. Today's Morning Classics is in memory of Joseph Henry. He never shied away from challenges during his tenure with the orchestra. For instance, in 1993, for the 100th anniversary of the University of Montana, he put together the musical forces for Gustav Mahler's Eighth Symphony, which is known as a Symphony of 1,000, massive forces needed to perform it. He also tackled Benjamin Britten's difficult war requiem, Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra, and for the Missoula Symphony Orchestra's 50th anniversary, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. In 1999, the position of music director became a full-time job, independent of UM, and by that time, musicians had begun to receive pay for their services with the orchestra, and the number of annual performances doubled, concerts were broadcast on Montana Public Radio, and the Young Artist Competition was established. Our next work, featuring Joseph Henry and the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, is a concert in February of 2000. This is An American in Paris by George Gershwin. Thank you.
Thank you.
An American in Paris by George Gershwin. It was the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joseph Henry, in February of 2000. Today's Morning Classics is a remembrance of Joseph Henry, who died on June 1st, the music director emeritus of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. We're remembering him best by listening to performances by the Missoula Symphony Orchestra under his direction. His influence was extended across the state. He had affiliations with the Red Lodge Summer Festival and the Missoula or the Montana Summer Symphony in Helena. Governor Brian Schweitzer awarded Joseph the Montana Citizens Distinguished Achievement Award in 2011. And despite all that success, he never had anyone call him a maestro, not even Dr. Henry, preferring just Joseph. I made the mistake once of calling him Joe, and he kindly and calmly said, "It's Joseph." And as somebody who goes by William, I should have known better. But he was always a reserved and gentlemanly man. Here's a performance from May of 2006, the Missoula Symphony Orchestra under Joseph Henry, in the Symphony No. 39 by Mozart. Mozart's Symphony No. 39, the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joseph Henry, a recording made in May of 2006.